Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The heartbroken parents of Callum and Jake Robinson have delivered an emotional statement after the loss of their two sons in Mexico. The brothers from Perth had been on a surfing trip with an American friend when they died. It's believed they were shot during a robbery gone wrong. Martin and Deborah say they've been overwhelmed with the outpouring emotions and say now it's time to bring them home to family and friends and the ocean waves in Australia. Police have charged a 14-year-old boy in relation to a police pursuit south of Perth. Officers allegedly tried to stop a Mazda SUV on Forest Highway in West Pinjarra around 10 o'clock last night after the vehicle had been reported as stolen. It allegedly sped off, heading along Kwinana Freeway before being abandoned in Warmbra. Three people were arrested at a nearby house. The teenager is due to appear in court today. In the United States, adult film star Stormy Daniels has testified in Donald Trump's hush money trial, telling the court about a payment she received after her alleged encounter with the former president. Trump denies the allegation and has again slammed the trial.
All the different states that we wanted to be in, we're not able to be there because we're stuck in this trial, which everyone knows is a hoax.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. And Australia has missed out on a spot in the Eurovision Grand Final. Pop duo Electric Fields were knocked out in this morning's semi-final in Sweden. In sport, the AFL has shut down any talk of giving Grand Final winners a premiership ring. Collingwood is leading the charge, suggesting something similar to what US Championship players receive. Former player Dale Thomas says it's worth considering.
The tradition of the medal, I'm not saying get rid of that. Like, that's something that we cherish because of the fact that it is a premiership medallion. But as to a day-to-day something to wear, does it really hurt the AFL to do that? I think it's nice.
And Cooper Simpson has locked in another 2 years with the Dockers, keeping him with the club until the end of 2027.